Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guests today are Professors Kwan-ho Lee and Yong-hoon Kwok, authors of the recent IBM Center report, An Open Government Implementation Model, Moving to Increase Public Engagement. So, professors, we've provided some context around open government, the directive and what have you. We've outlined the implementation model that you have proffered in your report, and we actually delved into some of the case studies in the Department of Health and Human Services, what's happening out there. And I want to understand, and I think our audience would like to understand, some of the key organizational challenges that you found in your research. Could you elaborate on some of the key organizational challenges, Professor Kwok?
Yeah, sure. We have identified basically six organizational challenges. There are many more, but we were able to narrow it down to six challenges. The first challenge has to do with federal budget cycle and lack of resources. And I think we mentioned that in the case studies of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare example, that the current government budgeting cycle is about 18 months, which is often too long to fund open government initiatives effectively, because that require quick decisions and actions. As a result, government agencies lack the financial and human resources required to implement these issues and initiatives, so that could be a huge challenge. The second challenge that we have identified is changing organizational culture. This is actually very important, because the successful implementation of open government initiatives will be difficult to achieve without having openness and transparent culture. So we need to really think from a different perspective, different ways when we try to engage in the open government initiative. The third challenge is ensuring the quality of data. This is also very important because, as many says, that it's oftentimes garbage in, garbage out. So as you have discussed it earlier, this is particularly important at stage one when the government agencies try to actually start engaging in the open government initiative. Without the good quality of data, the communication and collaboration will not work as we think. The fourth challenge is increasing public interest and engagement. To make this public engagement sustainable in the long run, agencies should need to create a virtuous cycle of continuous feedback and improvement. The whole idea of the open government implementation model itself is based on, we like to, based on a continuous improvement one stage at a time. So this thing is also a challenge. The fifth challenge is balancing autonomy and control. Agencies should monitor public input and take effective measures to mitigate any potential risk. Because it is critical to keep the right balance between control and autonomy in the public when we do a public engagement. And finally, and the sixth challenge is ensuring accountability and responsibility in open collaboration. Both government agencies and the public should be accountable and responsible for their actions when they engage in open collaboration. This is, I think, critical. It's based on trust. And once that trust has been built, then we can truly experience the open government world, I would say, or society.
So those are wonderful and all-encompassing organizational challenges you've outlined. And I want to talk about some of the things around technology. What are some of the key technology challenges that certain agencies are encountering?
Again, there are many technology challenges that we could think of, but we were able to identify it into three technology challenges. The first challenge is improving information technology infrastructure, because some agencies may not be ready to deploy social media application because their network infrastructure cannot support the required format or speed or others. Lack of having technology infrastructure can be a roadblock to public government engagement in the digital world. The second challenge is enhancing privacy and information security. For certain social media applications and initiatives, information security and privacy issues are major issues because risk can easily outweigh potential benefits. Therefore, public and government should try to enhance privacy, information security, using trusted sites, or other possible measures. Finally, the third challenge is integrating open government tools and applications. As agencies expand their portfolios of public engagement tools toward increasingly ubiquitous mobile devices, the seamless integration of these applications becomes critical for the user's engagement experiences.
So we've gone over some organizational challenges your report identifies and some of the key technology challenges your report identifies that federal agencies are encountering in fulfilling the requirements of the Open Government Directive. And it is a government-wide directive. So what are some of the key government-wide challenges you've outlined?
Well, for this government key government-wide challenge, again, we could identify many challenges, but we just wanted to highlight just one very important one, which is the updating federal policies and rules, as we discussed earlier. Using social media-based public engagement requires government agencies to resolve legal, contractual, procurement, and policy issues associated with the use of social media applications. As we mentioned before, many practices and requirements of third-party social media tools like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and others are not consistent or oftentimes incompatible with the existing government policies and rules. Therefore, we believe that government should be open-minded to accept those social media technologies by updating their policies and rules. And if you can achieve that, then those challenges could be well overcome.
Great. So your report also has a is chock full of recommendations directed at federal agencies who are implementing open government initiatives, some 15 recommendations. Why do you recommend, and I want to focus in on one particular or a couple of particular recommendations that I think are really critical. Why do you recommend agencies use a phased-in approach that follows a more democratic bottom-up approach to implementation?
Well, we found that some federal agencies have very overly ambitious or aggressive plans for open government implementation. But trying to simultaneously implement so many initiatives that belong to different stages in our implementation model will likely result in a slower pace and lack of resources and waning public interest. And it may also lead to a government employee burnout, if you will, and maintenance problems down the road. So a strictly top-down approach is not going to be effective for implementing social media-based applications that require voluntary efforts on the part of government employees as well as the public. So in the spirit of the open government vision, agencies should take a more democratic, consensus-based approach as opposed to a strictly top-down or command-and-control approach. So they should engage government employees and the public from the very beginning of the whole process by soliciting their input and suggestions.
So you also have recommendations around securing resources and prioritizing efforts. What are your recommendations, and how can agencies get the biggest bang for their buck?
Well, although many social media services and tools, as you know, they are available free of charge. You know, you don't pay for Facebook, you don't pay for Twitter. But social media-based public engagement initiatives nonetheless require substantial investment in terms of human resources, time commitment, and network infrastructure. Allocating dedicated personnel to specific initiatives is necessary to ensure continuous monitoring and maintenance of your public engagement programs. Agencies should not take resource constraints lightly and must clearly state in their open government plans ways to secure necessary resources to pursue their open government initiatives. To get the biggest bang for their buck, well, government agencies should start with high-value, high-impact data tools and applications and focus on strengthening what is working for them rather than spending too much time and energy on what is not working for them. It is important that government agencies try not to publish all the data, all the tools, and all the applications all at once. Instead, they should adhere to the 80-20 rule, especially in early stages of open government implementation. In other words, they need to identify 10-20% of highest value data and tools and focus on making those data and tools available to the public. And since the social media-based public engagement is a radical innovation in terms of technological novelty, as well as cultural gaps, I would say agencies should not overburden or distract their employees by launching projects that would deliver only marginal business or public value.
So what are your key recommendations around leveraging technology?
I'd like to point out a couple of things here. As an increasing number of open government initiatives are launched over time, the sheer complexity of managing all those initiatives will increase significantly as well. So if not managed well, this complexity could become the major obstacle to sustaining open government initiatives. So agencies need to develop a high-level enterprise architecture in order to manage the complexity in the early stages of open government implementation. And based upon their enterprise architecture laid out, they need to standardize and simplify data, tools, systems, and processes wherever possible. And in addition, agencies should integrate their engagement tools and applications seamlessly so that users can easily navigate various services and programs and do not have to keep logging in and out.
So I wanted to ask a question regarding the applicability of your model and your research. You're both from a school of business. You referenced earlier on the private sector vis-a-vis the federal sector's progress. To what extent is your model applicable to other levels of government beyond the federal government? And more particularly, is it applicable to the private sector as a whole?
Yes. When we first started this research, because of our location being in D.C., we wanted to focus particularly on the federal side. But once we completed this research, this whole open implementation model could be easily applied to state, municipal or local government agencies without major applications. And beyond that, this could also be applied to the private sector as well, whose companies or organizations that have not yet started the open government or open collaboration plans, that they could also work on that. Let me give you an example. Lately, those state and municipal government, if you look at those websites, they have been actively, in fact, engaging in open government initiatives. The case study that we provide was for the Health and Human Services in the federal government. But you would be very surprised that, for example, various state-level Department of Transportation, they have also been actively implementing open government initiatives. And we believe that many other state-level agencies can greatly benefit from this model. That's one example, but also the municipal or city level, that this model could be greatly applied as well.
Well, I want to transition to the future, and I want to ask you folks to prognosticate on what the future looks like in the area of open government implementations. What are some of the key trends in this area?
Well, to me, it is always a dangerous business to try to forecast what's going to happen, but what I can tell you here is that, I like to characterize the evolution of open government using three C's, if you will: connection, crowdsourcing, and co-creation. So in the past, we found that government agencies focused on getting connected with the public through data and online forums and so on. And then agencies start to crowdsource to tap into the public's knowledge and experience and expertise. But going forward, we are going to see that agencies will focus more on collaborating with the public and private sector to co-create value-added services. Well, another interesting trend I found lately is that some government agencies try to engage the public in transforming themselves in terms of rules, structure, processes, systems, and data. So in the past, you know, the agency transformation and reform mostly came from the top or from within. But now we start to see agencies engage citizens in shaping their future. So Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is a great example for this trend. In their website called reboot.fcc.gov, anybody can come and participate in helping the agency to go through a major organizational transformation successfully.
So, professors, we've chatted about the report, and I have an interest in all the information that you've provided. I'd like to get a sense of how you did your research. Could you give us an overview of the methods you employed and how you performed your research for this report?
Sure. Well, we relied on three different types of research method for our research here. First one is field interviews. And second one is review of relevant literature, both in academic world and also practitioner world. And third one was to analyze government documents, including open government plans and a lot of documents out there. You know, in order to identify the right people to talk to in federal space, well, I happen to be the director of a research center called Center for IT and the Global Economy at Koga School of Business at American University. What we do there is that the center has members from both public and private sectors. So some of the government agencies who are partner organizations for the center include FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and also Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS. So through these connections, I was able to identify some of the federal agency employees, such as CTOs, of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and also other federal employees to learn what they do and what they did and what they learned from their mistakes and errors. And then we incorporate those field interviews as well as our own analysis of literature and then government documents to develop our open government implementation model.
That's wonderful. That's a great way to end the program, Professor Lee, Professor Kwok. This has been a wonderful conversation. It's been very insightful. And I want to thank you both for your time. And more particularly, I want to thank you for the research you performed for the IBM Center for the Business of Government.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness with Kwon Ho Lee, Associate Professor at the Kogart School of Business at the American University, Yang Hoon Kwok, Associate Professor of the School of Business at the George Washington University. You may order or download a free copy of their IBM Center Report, an Open Government Implementation Model, Moving to Increase Public Engagement, at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.